Wikipedia.
Today is Wednesday, January 15th, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Cherry-Throated Tanager. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Introduction. Hello, listeners, and welcome to another fascinating episode of Wikipedia. I'm your host, Aloy, ready to embark on another journey through the depths of Wikipedia's countless articles. Today, we're diving into a topic that is both intriguing and beautiful, the world of a rare bird, the cherry-throated tanager. This little wonder of nature is not just a marvel to behold, but a story that we'll explore through the lenses of technology, ethics, and societal change. So let's get started. Segment 1, Meet the Cherry-Throated Tanager. Now you might be wondering, what exactly is a cherry-throated tanager? This vibrant and elusive bird is primarily found in southeastern Brazil. Distinctively admired for its eye-catching plumage, it sports a striking combination of colors, most notably, as the name suggests, the cherry red patch on its throat. But here's something intriguing. This species of bird, known scientifically as Pneumosia rorae, was thought to be extinct for a considerable period until a small population was rediscovered in the 90s. Isn't it fascinating how nature holds surprises and mysteries that even the best human efforts at exploration and documentation sometimes overlook? Rediscovery stories like this tend to raise a few important questions. What leads to the disappearance and eventual rediscovery of such species? And what does it reveal about our approaches to conservation? Segment 2, the challenges of conservation. The primary threat that led to the near disappearance of the cherry-throated tanager is habitat destruction. The Atlantic forest where they reside has been subjected to significant deforestation and land conversion for agriculture and human development over the years. It's estimated that only a small fraction of this magnificent forest remains today, which inherently puts a wide range of species, not just our tanager, at a huge risk. You might be curious, how do efforts at preserving habitats align with technological advancement and urbanization that seem to promise progress and better standards of living? Can we find a balance between societal growth and environmental preservation? This leads us to consider the ethical facets associated with conservation. Should preserving species like the cherry-throated tanager take precedence over economic development? Let's not forget that this bird was considered extinct until quite recently. How do we prioritize which battles to fight when resources are always limited? Segment 3, technology and conservation. The role of technology in boosting conservation efforts cannot be overstated. Drones, satellite imaging, and AI are being used to monitor species and ecosystems like never before. Technology enables scientists to gather critical data about remote habitats, tracking changes, and identifying areas most in need of protection. In the case of our cherry-throated tanager, leveraging tech helps in maintaining detailed records and engaging with global conservation communities. Here's where it gets interactive. Could technology-driven conservation be an area where you, as listeners, can contribute? Think beyond the usual channels. How might your professional skills, whether in tech, finance, or governance, empower these efforts? Segment 4. Societal implications and ethical reflections. The plight of the cherry-throated tanager also beckons us to reflect on broader societal implications. How do societies decide what natural wonders are worth saving? What values guide these decisions? In a world where technological changes happen at a breakneck pace, finding harmony with the natural world remains an age-old challenge. Consider this real-life story. A local community living near the habitat of the cherry-throated tanager decided to initiate a conservation project on their own. They saw the tanager not only as a natural treasure, but as a potential boost to ecotourism. Their efforts underscore how local-scale conservation can align ethical values with tangible benefits. So I pose this question to you. How do personal and collective ethical considerations shape the preservation of the habitats we might never see, for species whose existence we might barely know? How does understanding these deep layers impact your perception of environmental responsibility? Conclusion and call to action. As we wrap up today's exploration of the cherry-throated tanager, let's remember that every creature we learn about fills us with a renewed sense of wonder and curiosity. The existence of diversity in nature reflects the complexity of life itself, a tapestry that needs safeguarding. I encourage you, our reflective community, to engage with this topic further. Consider delving into local conservation projects in your area, or learning more about how technology is transforming environmental protection. Better yet, find ways to use the knowledge and skills you have toward promoting sustainability and ethical stewardship. Thank you for joining me on this engaging episode of Wikipedia. Your curiosity and open-mindedness are exactly what makes these explorations so rewarding. Until next time, keep questioning, keep exploring, and above all, stay curious.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Cherry-Throated Tanager. Thanks for listening. See you next time.